This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. This week, we are again featuring poetry, and these two poets both write of objects brought to life. First, we'll hear from Christy Kargich, an Athens native now living in Decatur, and her poem called Prism.
I'm chasing rainbows, fleeting colors that fade after a hard rain, seeming solid from a distance, almost close, holding hopes, deceiving beams, let me believe, allow me to dream that I could reach out and hold the golden hues in the palm of my hand, that I can paint my dreams red. I speed my pace to chase after the cascading beams of light. I wish to grasp the prism and make it mine. Alas, when I move close, the rays diffuse and melt with the morning dew. Elusive and mysterious dream, glowing beams, why have you come and gone from me? To illuminate my world, only to revolve and turn dark, the spark turned cold.
Sundial writer Christy Kargich leads a busy life. When she's not writing poetry, she's teaching third grade violin classes for the Huntsville Symphony School and serves as executive director of the Footlights Community Theater in Athens. That's all in addition to her main role. She's the mother of five children, aged 7 to 19. Our next poet is the senior winner of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Competition. A rising senior at Grissom High School, Erin Howard writes of her companion in creativity.
'88, Erin Howard. Your black wood was as smooth as ever when I slid my fingertips across it, as I always seem to do. Here in the center of such a room, with its stained glass windows and a ceiling soaring far above, we might as well be all alone within the shimmering auras of this fragile hour. I sit here with you, feeling your strength beneath the pounding of the flighty heart and head, coursing through me, warming what was cold with fear. As for everyone else, who can say? They wait for us. Shall we begin? Yes. The first note is all that is required of me, and then my fingers know the rest. They frolic upon your body like children, indulging their puerile whimsy, while you lie motionless and watch a fantasy unravel before you. Muscle, bone, sinew lightly synergize with your passive artistry, and then the colors begin to seep from your belly and swirl like smoke into the expectant air. The cerulean and gold melody, centuries old, collides and coalesces with purple, green, red baselines, ascends, spiraling, and spreads its hopeful arms out in beautiful deception, lifting the audience gently into the atmosphere. We are all of us risen far above the lowly clouds, sitting here in this hot, dusty church, savoring the nothingness and everythingness of such a frivolous thing as music, while you, my friend, remain in your regal way, unmoving on the ground. More powerful than any emperor ever was, right now you are my cornerstone. An axis turning from darkness towards faint flickering light, a creation and creator of man's abilities, an instrument of grace.
Along with writing poetry, Erin Howard enjoys writing music and plays trombone in the Grissom Band. If her name sounds familiar to you, yes, she was one of eight co-champions of the Scripps National Spelling Bee and the pride of Huntsville, Alabama. We are proud to feature all the winners of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest. You can find their stories and poems at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab, and you can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.